Today's Shir's Masechta is Vachon Daf Kuf Tes. We will begin by Ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Kuf Tes Amar Aleph Echad Kachim Ksherim. Whether we have Kachim that are fit for Krava, Vechad Kachim Psulim, or we have Kachim that are not fit to be put on the Mizbeach, Shoy Psulim B'Kodesh. They became Pasul after they were brought to the Azara. That's the Pshat that Rashi suggests. Rashi says the Psul Makadosh means that they only became Pasul after they were brought to the Azara. Tosfos has a different interpretation of Psul Makadosh. Tosfos' interpretation of Psul Makadosh means that it was something that became Pasul after the Shechita, after they were slaughtered properly. The Halacha is V'krivim B'chutz, and then having such a carbon was then brought chutz lazara. Somebody who violates this halacha, chayiv, he's chayiv chattis if he did this b'shoigig, he's going to be chayiv karis if he did this b'mezid. All of the examples would be lon, if something was left not put on the mizbeach by the time it's supposed to be, and on the mizbeach, the shki, if that is rikas adam, if the dam did not have zrukas dam before shkia, or yaitse, if it was taken out of the azara. These are all examples of situations that the carbon became pasul, and they would be a chiyuv for bringing them outside the azara. Hamalak zayis, mina oilam mina imrim. If somebody puts on the mizbeach a kazayis, which is a combination of the meat of a carbon oilam, together with the imrim of the Kabar Ayla, and he puts it on b'chutz, and he puts it outside, he's chayiv. Now, very interesting how to understand, I saw from David Soloveitchik Zitzal, how to understand this Mishnah. It's well understood when we speak by other Kabbonis, that we speak about the Basar and the Emrim. Because we have, by other Kabbonis, two different parts. We have the Basar part that is given to the Kohanim, or to owners to eat, and we have the Emrim part, which is the part that's put on the Mizbeach. But by carbon oilah, there aren't Basar and Emrim. All of the carbon, besides for the hide, besides for the Ar that we've learned so many times, is put on the Mizbeach. So how do we understand the concept of Basar and Emrim? So David Zitzal explains, from here we see that even when we speak about a carbon oilah, and even when we speak about carbon oilah, the halacha is that the emrim, that there's emrim and there's bas, that all of it is put on the mizbeach, that doesn't mean that there isn't a halacha, he says, a bas or an emrim. There's the bas part of the carbon oilah, and there's the emrim part of the carbon oilah. And what the halacha says is that all of that, both the bas and the emrim, should be put on the mizbeach, but that doesn't exclude that we still have Basar and Emrim on this, in this carbon. Tanur Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "Ish ish mi beis Yisrael ashiyala oila zavach v'al pesach oil moed lo yivienu lasis oisel Hashem v'nechras hanefsha hu mi amav." The pasuk says, "Only the pasuk says ashiyala oila." So if we only had this pasuk, we would think, "Only ella." Oila, that this halacha only applies by carbon oila. Nine l'rabbis emure asham. How do we know that this halacha applies to the parts of carbon asham that are supposed to put on mizbeach that were done b'chutz? Or emri chatas, or this halacha regarding the chatas, or the emri kachi kachim, the kifse atzeres, the emure kachi kalim, or the emrim of kachim kalim, carbon toid, the carbon shlomim, that by all of these kabbanas as well, if they're put outside of the azara, how do you put them outside the azara? Yechayif, tamalayim, the pasuk says, oy zevach, the pasuk comes to teach us, or oy zevach. Even though we just learned this halacha, that this kabbana, this din of mal b'chutz, this halacha mal b'chutz, is not limited just to the carbon oila, there is a difference by the carbon, these carbonas versus the carbon oil. Because we just learned in our Mishnah that when it comes to the Karban Ayla, both the Basar and the Emrim are combined to be considered put on the on the Chutz, they combine to the Kazayis. In these Kabanas, the Emrim and the Basar are not Mitzdarif, because the Emrim is what meant to be put on the Mizbeach. The Basar is not meant to be put on the Mizbeach. So therefore, it's only for the Emrim, if you Malar and Bechutz, are you going to be Chayiv? Not for the Basar part. The oil says the Mishnah, Menayin L'Rabbis, continues the Braisa, Menayin L'Rabbis, that if somebody brings a Karban Mincha, and we've learned many times, the Halacha of a Karban Mincha is that the Mincha, the Kaimitz, and this is a Mincha of Yisrael, the Kaimitz is put on the Mizbeach, and the rest of the Mincha is eaten by the Kohanim. So how do we know that this Halacha is by the Kaimitz of a Karban Mincha Yisrael? Because by a Kohen, there is no difference between the Kaimitz and the rest of the Mincha, because we know the Halacha is by Karban, the entire Karban is put on the Mizbeach, the Karban Mincha. For Levoina, when one brings a Karban Mincha, we have to bring a Levoina with it, and that Levoina is also burnt on the Mizbeach. For Ketoris, the Ketoris that's burnt every day in the Beis HaMikdash, or Minchas Kohanim, as we just said a moment ago, when a Kohen brings a Karban Mincha, the Halacha is that that entire Karban Mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach, so that means we have the entire Karban Mincha on the Mizbeach. The Michas Kohen Mashiach, the Halacha is that every day the Kohen Gadol has to bring a Karban Mincha, which is made out of a Siris HaEifa Soilus, that the Kohen Gadol would bring half of it in the morning and half of it in the afternoon. But here too, this entire Karban was built on the Mizbeach. But Menasach Shloishes Luga Yayin, when you bring a Karban, you have to bring Nesachim with it. And the amount you bring is 3 Lugim of wine. Or on Sukkos, when there was Nisach HaMayim, and they did Nisach on Shloishes Lugim Mayim. How do we know by all of these cases as well, there's a Halacha of Hamala B'chutz, that Yechayiv Chatos Koris? The pasuk says, "V'pesach amoyd lo yavienu, kol abal pesach al amoyd." Anything that's supposed to be brought on the mizbeach, chayovin la bechutz. Torah Kedoshah says that if instead of doing what you did, you brought it bechutz, in all these cases, you're going to be chayiv. Vainly continues the brayser. Vainly el kachim ksherim. I only know that this halacha applies by kachim that are kosher. But Menayin L'Rabbis, how do we know that this halacha will also apply by kachim which are posel, kigoin halon, that if, as we discussed when we learned the Mishnah, we have a situation where you let the carbon remain on, you let the carbon, the dam, you did the zrikas adam past the right time, or you let the emrim, you didn't put the emrim on the mizbeach all night, you waited till tomorrow, Vayoitza, or carbon that was taken outside of the Azara. For example, if you took the Emrim of Kachi Kachim out of the Azara, the halach is how do we know that there'll be a din of Malah B'chutz? So the Chavetz Chaim asked the obvious question. He says, in every situation of Malah B'chutz, you have Yoitze, that it was taken out of the Azara, because it couldn't have been taken out of the Azara. It couldn't have come to Halah B'chutz without taking them outside the Azara to do the Halah B'chutz. So, of course, Yoitze doesn't mean that you won't be Chayiv. So he says that if not for this Pasuk that we're going to learn, we would have thought that the only time you're Chayiv for Malah B'chutz is when somebody took it Chutz L'Azara with the clear intention that he wants to be Malah B'chutz. But what happens if somebody took it out b'chutz, but that wasn't without the intention of being malat b'chutz, but then he ended up being malad b'chutz, how do you know you're going to be chayiv under those circumstances as well? That's why the Torah has to teach us that you're chayiv v'atameh, if the dam of the carbon or emrim become tameh, shenishcha chutz lozmana chutz l'mekoymai, if you took, if you shechted the carbon with a machshavas chutz lozmana chutz l'mekoymai, which we know that makes the carbon into pigle, v'shekiblu psulim, if the kabal sadam was done by somebody who's possible, the zarka stam, if somebody, the zrik sadam was done by somebody who's possible. Actually, Tosfos Yonta points out that the same halacha would be if the halacha sadam from the Kabbalah to the zrika was done by somebody who's possible, that the halacha is that it would be also possible. Shekibu psulim, the zarka stamai, kabal sadam was done by somebody who's disqualified, or the Zrika Saddam was done by somebody who was best qualified, a Zor or Bamum. But Nitana Lamata, the halacha is, as we learned so extensively in our Masechta, there's certain kabbonis that the dam has to be put on the bottom half of the Mizbeach. And it was put Lamalab, and the dam was put on the upper half of the Mizbeach, or vice versa. Hanitonim lamalish nosim lamato. Kabbonis, the blood was supposed to be applied on the upper half of the mizbeach, above the chut hasikra, and was put on the lower half. Havanitonim b'chutz dam, that the blood is supposed to be put on the mizbeach achitzin, shenosim b'fnim, that the dam was put on the mizbeach apnimi, or hanitonim b'fnim, shenosim b'chutz, dam of a carbon that's supposed to be put on the mizbeach apnimi, that was put on the mizbeach achitzin, or pesav achatish shnosin shloi lishmon. We go back to the first mission of our masechta that we learned that a karm pesach or karm achatos that was the avoid was done shloi lishmon and makes the carbon puzzle. Menayin, how do we know that all these kabbonis, even though these kabbonis, as we just said, are puzzle, how do we know that the halacha will be that if you were malad and bechutz, you will still be chayiv? Tamaloymer, the pasuk says, "V'ulpesach olmoid lo yivienu lasois kol hamiskabel bepesach olmoid." Even if we have a carbon that should not be brought, as we just identified, the carbon is possible. But since, as we learned so many times, the loch is im olo lo yered, if you put it on the mizbeach, we leave it on the mizbeach. Says the Gemara that that is that for all these carbon, for all these halachas, since the halachas of Olo Lo Yeridu, that's enough to be chayif for Mal B'chutz. And therefore, point out to Rishonim, we've learned in our Masechta different situations where the halacha is Im Olo Yeridu, and therefore they point out that in all the cases where halacha is that Im Olo Yeridu, that the Torah says that they should be taken off the Mizbeach, then the halacha will indeed be that you will not be chayiv for Mal B'chutz. You're only chayiv for Mal B'chutz if it's a case of Ma'olu Lo Yerdu. We learned in the Mishnah Mala, if you brought up a kezayis in the Mizbeach that was partially Basar of the Oila and partially Emrim of the Oila, you're chayiv. So says the Gemara, what do we see from our Mishnah? The Oila of Emura'in, the Oila combines together with its Emurim to get to that Kazayas for Mal B'chutz. However, Shlom V'Emurim, when we speak about the Karm Shlom and the Emurim, Loi, they do not combine. And the reason is very simple. Because as we explain what we learned in Mishnah, by carbon Oila, the Halacha tells us to put the Oila, on the Mizbeach, to put both the meat and the emrim on the mizbeach. Since the Torah tells us to put the meat and the emrim both on the mizbeach, we can well understand why they are mitzdarif. Whereas when we speak about the carbon, shlomim, only the emrim are what's supposed to be put on the mizbeach. The emrim is supposed to be put on the mizbeach, but not the basar. Since the basar is not supposed to be put on the mizbeach, there is no halacha. The halacha will not tell us that you're chayiv for putting them on the mizbeach, the basar. The basar is not something that's on the mizbeach that it can be used to combine with the emrim for kezayis. Says the Gemara, Tanina lahu, the Tanar Abonon, This really is what we learned in the Braisa, that the Braisa says explicitly, Oil of Emiram, it's Darfan Kazayas, Laloysim Bechutz. Both the Basar of the Oila and the Emiram of the Oila are Mitzdarf to combine to that Kazayas, for the Halacha of Mal Bechutz. They also combine L'chayla Misham Pigel. If somebody ate, if the carbon Oila Rahman Slon became Pigel, the Halacha will be, and somebody ate a Kazayas of a combination of the Basar and the Emrim, be chayv for eating a Kazayas of Pigel, which carries with it a Einish of Karis, the Neisser, and the same Halacha will be if somebody who ate a Chatzi Kazayas Basar, a Chatzi Kazayas Emrim that are Neisser, that were left over past the right time, they'll be chayv Karis. The Tamei, if somebody is Tamei, we spoke about this in our previous year, if somebody is Tamei and he ate a Chatzi Kazayas Basar and a Chatzi of Carbon Oila and a Chatzi Kazayas Emrim, they all combine that the person will be chayv karis for eating carbon, for eating from kachem when he is tamei. Our Gemara has been talking about the combination of different fruits. And there are many questions when we speak about halacha of combination as far as hilchos brachos are concerned. If somebody ate food and drank, the question is, can the food and the liquid combine as far as the hilchos bracha achrona? Because the halacha is, for achila, the obligation to make a bracha achrona is a kazayis. And for drinking, the obligation to eat, make a bracha achrona is a revius. So certainly all different types of food can combine to make a kazayis. All different types of beverages can combine for a revius. The question, however, is, can somebody who ate a chatzi kazayis of food and drank a chatzi revius of beverage, can they combine that you should have to make a bracha achrona? Or do we say, since they have different shiurim, this is a revius and this is a kazayis, that the halacha will be that they are not mitzdarev. The Magen Avraham already points this out, and he says the raya is from Yom Kippur. We know that on Yom Kippur, the sheer achila is a koseves, the sheer ashtiya that you're not allowed to drink on Yom Kippur is a maloy lugmav. Again, different shiurim for beverages and for food, and the halacha is that they're not mitzdarev. So we see that things that have different shiurim cannot combine. But there are those that are not agreeable with the opinion of the Magen Avraham. He says, because Yom Kippur has its own set of rules. Because Yom Kippur, it's not halach of shiurim. On Yom Kippur, the point is that yisuvei date. What on Yom Kippur, the Torah HaKadosh says, that nisim esnaf shesechem, we're supposed to be suffering and pain because Yom Kippur. And if you eat this much, you're not going to be in that level of inui. If you drink that much, you're not going to be in that level of inui. So therefore, food and beverages don't combine. Here it's a din of shiurim. So the Prima Godim says they don't combine. They don't combine is because they have different shiurim. And he says that the rule is that anything that has a different shear can never combine. And in fact, I saw that the Maram Shik says that when it comes to Hilchos Brachos, that when the Magen Avraham says Yom Kippur, it has nothing to do with Inui. What the Magen Avraham means to say that since they don't combine, since they have different shurim, what the Torah is telling us by giving them different shurim is that they don't combine. However, not a question comes up. So certainly we just said that it seems that the opinion of most Paiskim is that food and liquids don't combine. But what will be the halacha if you have a piece of bread or a piece of cake and you don't have the proper shear, but you put your bread, you put your cake into a drink, and now the bread became larger, and now you have the proper shear on the bread to say of bracha achronim to bench. Here we have a machlokes achronim. Some suggest that that's still not the shear. And if you don't have a shear of the food itself, even though it absorbed liquid, the halach is you don't have the shear. Others say, at the end of the day, the pas was a kazayis, and therefore it will combine. Some suggest, if that's the case, let's say somebody on Pesach, where halach is that we get to, in order to have, to be mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah, you have to have a kazayis matzah. Let's say somebody doesn't have a kazayis matzah, but he could soak that matzah in water, and now he'll have a kazayis. Will that be acceptable? And the halacha is that it's connected to this question. It seems that the Mishnah Brewer's opinion is that it would be mitzdarf. But then, it's most interestingly to point out, there's another question. We eat cake, and we know the bracha achrayna on cake is in bracha mein shalosh, the bracha of alam michya. The question that comes up is, we ate a kazayis of cake, we haven't just eaten a kazayis of flour. We've also eaten many other ingredients, sugar and other ingredients that are all put in to make the cake. Do you have to eat a kazayis of flour to be chayif? Or is it enough that this piece of cake is a kazayis because of other ingredients? So the Mishnah Brura seems to take the position that you do make a bracha achrona ala michya on such kazayis. And it seems that the Mishnah Brura's explanation is that since this the Mishnah Brura is in Simen Nun Ches, is because the other ingredients are necessary to make the cake, and they're necessary to give the cake the taste that it needs to have. And therefore, the Mishnah Brewer says that those other ingredients can be combined to make the cake, to make it be considered kazayis, and you have to make a alamichya. Ramosha in the Shas Tshuvas Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Aleph, does not agree. And he says that it's not clear to him that you should make alamichya if didn't have a kazayis of flour. And interestingly, to point out, that was also the opinion of the Satmar Rebbe and the Shaul of Tshuvas Divrei Yoel. He says that certain Archaim Simon Yudzayin, he certainly says lechatchila one should eat, make sure that the amount of cake he ate has a kazayis of flour. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Halah, we could understand regarding the halacha of Halah B'chutz, why the Basar and the Emrim combine, oil of the Kolol, the oil which is completely burnt under his Mizbeach, both the Basar and the Emrim, in, that's why they combine. Shlamim, we could understand why they don't combine, because it's the Emrim part that you have to put on the Mizbeach, and that's why there's a Chiv Halah B'chutz. The Basar is not put on the Mizbeach, and that's why there is no chiyuv halah b'chutz. Elop asked the Gemara Pigel, v'noisa tamei, my tama, why don't the bus and the emrim combine? For Tanan, the Mishnah teaches us in Masech Demila on Daf Tes Vav Amud Beis, kol habigulim mitzdarfim, all parts of the pigel are mitzdarf, that if he ate a kazayis, you'd be chayiv. Kol ha'noisarim mitzdarfim, all different parts of a carbon that became noisar on mitzdarf to a kazayis, that if one ate a kazayis of nois rachmon slon, he's chayiv koris. So ask the Gemara, based the brisa that we learned here today, and what we learned in Masechta Me'ila, are a stira, kasha pigal a pigal, kasha nois a nosa. Answers the Gemara, pigal a pigal loy kasha kan, the Mishnah that says that all the pigum are mitzdarv is bepigal. If somebody ate bosra pigal and emrim a pigal, then mitzdarv. Kan machshavas pigal. We know, how does a carbon become pigal? When you had a machshava to do something at the wrong time. So if you had a machshava by Kamen Shlom, for example, that you had machshava to do something chutzlas manner with the bosra and chutzlas manner with the emrim, that machshava does not combine. Similarly, says the Gemara, noisa, noisa lekasha, the steer that we asked regarding nicer can also be answered. Can be nicer when it comes to eat the basar of nicer and the emer of nicer. That's when the mitzdarif can that says by shlomim the nam mitzdarif should not taisu atshal nezer kadan. That's talking about a case where the basar and the emerim got disqualified before Zrik Saddam. And we only have a Chatzik Zayis of Basar and a Chatzik Zayis of Emorim. And the Braisa teaches us that by an Oilam, it's all Mitzdarif. But by a Shlomim, if you didn't have a Kazayis of Basar or a Kazayis of Emorim, so then that doesn't become nicer in the first place that you should be Chayiv. Or Mani, and says the Gemara, whose opinion does this follow? Says the Gemara, this is all the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, the Tanya Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, Kol HaZvachim Shel HaTorah, all Kabbanis besides the Karban Ayla, that got the Karban got lost or burnt, if Nishtaimem Kazayis Basar, if you're left over with a Kazayis Basar, or you're left over with a Kazayis Chalef, then the halacha is Zorik Sadam, the Kohen can do Zrik Sadam, because if you have a Kazayis of Basar, or Kazayis of Chalef, that means you have an adequate amount left that the Zrik Saddam should be considered a valid Zrik Saddam. However, if you have only left over a Chatzik Zayis Basar or a Chatzik Zayis Chalef and a Zrik Saddam, even though if we were to combine the Basar and the Chalef, we would have a Kazayis, but you don't have a Kazayis of the Basar by itself, or you don't have a Kazayis of the Chalef itself, then the carbon, then you can't do Zrik Saddam. However, by Oila, it's not that way. If you have a Chatzi Zayis Basar, Chatzi Zayis Chalef, they're both parts that are treated the exact same way, that are put on the Mizbeach, and therefore, Zorik Saddam, you can do Zorik Saddam, Neshekulai Kolo. The Basar and the Emorim are considered one, because they are treated the same way, they're treated the same way that it's all put on the Mizbeach. Well, Mincha continues the Gemara, and quoting the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua by Karban Mincha, afilu kula kiyomis, if you have the entire Mincha, la yizrik, don't do the Zrik Saddam. So ask the Gemara, Mincha mayavidato. How does a discussion of the Karban Mincha come into this Gemara? Answers the Gemara, Amar Papa, Minchas Nesachim Abayim Azavach. The halacha we just learned is that if the Karban was, we just learned that the carbon is, oh, if we only have a kazayis of the carbon left, then we could do Zrik Saddam. But if we don't have a kazayis of the carbon left, then we may not do Zrik Saddam. Teaches us the Gemara, where we know that with every carbon, we bring along Michas Nesachim. And the discussion here now is, if I have the Michas Nesachim still intact, the carbon mincha that's brought along with the carbon still intact, what will be the halacha? Will we now be allowed to bring the Duzrik Saddam because we have the carbon mincha left? To which the Gemara teaches us that having the carbon mincha left is not considered like we have the carbon left. And since it's not considered like we have the carbon left, the halacha will tell us that under these circumstances, we cannot bring the, we cannot do Zrik Saddam because we don't have any, we don't have the proper amount of the carbon left. Says the Mishnah, HaKamitz Levana V'Aktairis, the Kamitz Levana of a carbon mincha, the Ktairis that every day, we know the Torah Kedosh says they had to bring Ktairis in the Beis HaMikdash, Michas Kahanim, which is completely burnt, Michas Kai Mashiach, we spoke about earlier in our shir, that every day the carbon, God will brought a carbon mincha, out of an Asiris Eifa, Machtzisa Babayka, Machtzisa Ben Abayim, Michas Nesachim, that come along with a carbon, all of them. Sheker mechamem kazayis b'chutz. Any of these kabbonists that we brought a kazayis b'chutz, the halacha is that considered a davar shalem? Is it considered that you did lasas oisai? Because as we learned previously in our shiurim, you only chayif alo b'chutz when it's a davar shalem. He says the chayif. That even though it says a davar shalem, as long as you have a kazayis of any of these items, it's considered like you had a davar shalem and you chayv Allah b'chutz. Rav Elazar, however, disagrees. And Rav Elazar's opinion is, Poiter at Shiakvas Kulam, unless you do the entire amount, you chayiv. And if you didn't do the entire amount, you would not be chayiv. For Kulam, continues the Mishnah, all the various things that we mentioned earlier in this Mishnah, Shekriva Mifnim, that you started being makriv with them inside the base of Migdash, and then the Shaimem Kazayis, and then you have a leftover Kazayis and a Kriva B'chutz, you chayiv. Here, Rabbi Lezer will agree, because he, in the previous case, there was nothing done inside the base of Migdash. In a case where nothing was done inside the base of Migdash, is it indeed Rabbi Lezer's opinion to be chayiv for such a thing, for chutz, you have to do the entire thing. But here we did do some of it in the base of Migdash. Here Rabbi Lezer will agree that if you have a kezayis b'chutz, you chayiv. V'kulin shechosu kol shuv yikriv b'chutz. All these cases, if you have an aver that is completely, is missing part of it, potter. Even the chum will agree, because since you don't have a whole aver, and what you're supposed to do in the base of Migdash is the entire thing, if you're missing from that, then you won't be chayiv. Hamak kachim ve'murim b'chutz. If somebody brings kachim and murim that combine chayiv, he's going to be chayiv. Gemara will explain what this means. Begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa teaches us. Hamakta kar kazayis b'chutz. If somebody's makter a kazayis of k'taris b'chutz, chayiv. If the Torah says that you have to bring a pras, which is the shear of shtei mana, which is more than a kazayis, and if you brought a chatzi pras befnim, potter, your potter. Says the Gemara, Kasalka datach. So what is, ask the Gemara immediately, what is meant when we said the word potter? My potter. Says the Gemara, Potazar, that we know that Allah is, of course, that Yisrael may not do the Avodah. Yisrael may not be the one that brings the Ketiris. Teaches us the Braisa that if the Zar brought Ketiris less than the Shear, it's not considered as if the Zar brought the Ketiris, and he's not going to be Chai Misa. But that's the Gemara, if we just said that the Ketara of a Kazayis is considered Ketara, so here, if he brought a kazayis, he ought to be chayiv. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Zeira, Amar Rav Chizda, Amar Rav Yimi, Ba'aba, Amar Rav, my potter, what is the definition of potter? Potter tzibur. The tzibur is mekayim, the mitzvah of tyrus. Every day, the halacha is that you have to bring the tyrus. And we're learning from here that you kayim the mitzvah of tyrus, even if it's less than a pras, even if you only brought just a kazayis. Amar Rav Zeira says the Gemara, if I have any question, ikashli, hakashli. I have the following question. Hadamar Rav, Allah. What Rav said regarding this brisa, baha, the halacha is that if you brought less than a pras, if you only brought a kazayis of ketari yoytza, says the Gemara, filer Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer, who argues with the Chum and the Mishnah, will agree, Maida, that the Allah is that Mekayim. So tomorrow, the Rabbi Lezer Lav Akhtari Kama says, the Rabbi Lezer said in a Mishnah that if somebody brought less than proper amount of Ktiris on the Mizbech outside the base of Mishnah's Potter, because that isn't the proper amount. So why will it be Mekayim the mitzvah of Ktiris just with a Kazayas? Amarava, Bakhtar of the Hechel, the Ktiris that takes place every day in the Mizbech HaPnimi, in the base of Migdosh, Kula Amnoi Pligi, everybody will agree that you yoytzu with a kazayis. Because the Torah does not explicitly give us a shear. And that's where the halacha will be, that Rabbi Lezer will agree that even if you just did a kazayis, it's enough. Ki Pligi, the machloikis that we're going to have between Chacham and Rabbi Lezer, says Rabbah, is Baktar Defnim. The Aktara that takes place inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur. The Mara Belez's opinion is that you have to bring Sovim Malay Chofnov. The Torah says you have to bring a handful of Ktiris, and he says that's the shear, and if you did less than that, you weren't kind of the mitzvah of Ktiris on Yom Kippur. And therefore, similarly, if you bring that amount outside, you won't be chayiv, because you're only chayiv alah b'chutz if you brought the shear which is required to be brought inside. A ma'asavar ma'achla yichafnaf, that the amount of a handful even on Yom Kippur lav dafka is not absolutely essential. That means, according to this, everybody will agree that even though we said that the shear of bringing ketores every day is a pras, that's only midrabanan. Midaraisa, a kezias will be satisfactory. Ask the Gemara, Amalei Abaya, how could we suggest that according to the Chachamim, if you don't bring a Malay Chafnaf Yom Kippur, it's still acceptable? The Pasuk says, after the Torah teaches us the halacha bringing ketores on Yom Kippur, the Torah says, and wherever the Torah says chukas olam, it means a chuk. It must be brought that way. So how could there be an opinion that says that you don't have to bring a Malay Chafnav, that the Malay Chafnav is not absolutely necessary on Yom Kippur? Elam Abaya, says the Gemara, this is the way Abaya explains Rebbe Lez's Rebbe Lez's opinion. According to all opinions, the Tyrus and the Hechel, the shear is a kezias. And if you bring a kezias chutz lehechel, Rebbe Lez is going to agree that you chayiv. Ubaktar b'fnim, and when it talks about daktara inside the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kula Amal Pligi, that it has to be a Maloi Chofnov, as the Torah says. So, Ki Pligi, where do we have a Machlokes B'Ketorah B'Chutz? If you took a Kezias of Ketoris on Yom Kippur. Mar, the Tanakh HaMasov, Yalpinim Pnim B'Chutz, that just like all year round, the Shear is a Kezias, and for this Ketoris also, for bringing it outside the Beis HaMikdash, the Shear will be Kezias. It's Yom Kippur Ketoris. And Yom Kippur Ketoris has to be a Malay Chafnav. And if it's less than a Malay Chafnav, you won't be Chayiv. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava says, Rava, I don't understand your line of reasoning, says Rava to Abaya. Hashta chutz mi chutz lo yalpi rabbanan. The Gemara is going to show us where different halachas that take place on the Mizbech Achitzin, the Rabbanan don't learn one from the other. Pnim mechutz. Now you want to say that we should learn the halacha of what is done on Yom Kippur for what's done all year round. So the Gemara says, Mahi, what is meant? That we don't, what did Rav mean when he says we don't learn chutz mechutz? The Tanya. Yochel hamal pox mechazayis kometz. Omachos mechazayis emrim. Or manasak pachs mishloish luga yayin, or pashach mishloish luga mayim, yichayiv falos chutz tamaloymer. The pasuk says regarding the issa of halos chutz, lasis oisoi ala sholem chayiv ven chayiv al chaser. Torah Kedosh is teaching us that you only chayiv halos chutz when you use the whole shear. Now let's think about this. For pachs mishloish lugim, the ispu kamazesim. There are many zesim in less than three lugim. And in certain places, as we've been speaking, the shear is a kezias. But we don't say, well, since in one case, a kezias is the shear, that will be the shear everywhere else. Lo yapridin chutz michutz. We don't say that since in one place the shear is a kezias, that will be the shear by other things. And even though that normally you're supposed to bring more shloshes lugim or whatever, your kezias will be enough. Why will it not be enough? Because we look at each thing individually. So certainly, says Rava, if that's the case with two things that are both brought on the Mizbech Chitzin, but if they have different shiurim, the shear of one has nothing to do with the shear of the other, so certainly the shear of Ketoris, which is, as we're learning now, a Kezias, the shear of Ketoris is a Kezias all year round, has nothing to do with the shear of Maloi Chafnav on Yom Kippur. And on Yom Kippur, the shear is Maloi Chafnav, and therefore, we can't learn one from the other. So now the question is, if we're learning in our Gemara, ask the Gevura Sari, that you could be mekayim the mitzvah of Torah just with a kazayis, and this shit that we learned about a mona, which is more than a kazayis, is only midrabanon. So the question is that on Shabbos they brought Torah as well, but on Shabbos they ought to only bring a kazayis of Torah, because that's all that's required, and anything more might be considered chil Shabbos. Says the Gevura Sari, that even though, as we've been learning, the midaraisa kazayis is sufficient for the mitzvah of k'tiris, is the measure of kazayis is only a minimum, not the maximum. And he says what that means to say, a very bechidish, that the shear of k'tiris is really a pras, which is more than a kazayis, but the Torah says that a kazayis is sufficient. But since the Torah also said, bring l'chatchila pras, it's not considered chil Shabbos. The Nezah Kodesh says that there's a chiv to bring one mana, which is two pras, every day. One half in the morning and one part in the afternoon. Min HaTorah, one part in the morning and one part in the afternoon. It says the Nezah Kodesh, the Torah does not require that these two portions, the one in the morning and the one afternoon, have to be equal. You could bring a kazayis in the morning and the rest in the afternoon. So it says, burning a kazayis is a chiv of karis, because you, as we've been learning throughout our shir, you could fulfill the mitzvah of k'tiris with just a kazayis. That even though you could fulfill the mitzvah of k'tiris with the kazayis, but we could, since the halacha is that you have to bring the entire shear, and you can bring it any way you want. So when you're bringing a part that's more than a kazayis, that's working towards the shear, and that's why it's not considered a chil Shabbos.